Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 6 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey continues to strengthen this morning. We've had the Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft in there, and they've found that the maximum sustained winds have now increased to 110 miles per hour. The central pressure has fallen down to 952 millibars. So Harvey is very close to becoming a major hurricane. Right now it's located about 145 miles to the southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas. It's moving off to the northwest at 10 miles per hour. On the radar image here, you can begin to see some of the outer rain bands beginning to affect the lower and middle Texas coast. So conditions along the coastline are going to begin to deteriorate as we go through the morning and certainly into the afternoon when we expect tropical storm force winds to arrive along the coast. Right now, we have a hurricane warning in effect from Port Mansfield up to Sargent, Texas. And in this area, we expect hurricane conditions to begin tonight. Harvey is expected to continue moving toward the northwest and approach the middle Texas coast within the hurricane warning area late tonight and early Saturday morning. And then after that time, the storm is going to essentially stall out and move very little over the weekend and then continue to move off slowly to the northeast, basically moving right along the Texas coastline. And we are forecasting the system to be in the vicinity of the Houston-Galveston area, somewhere southeast Texas or western Louisiana, all the way into the middle portions of next week. So there are three life-threatening hazards associated with Harvey. There's going to be the wind field associated with the core of the hurricane as it makes landfall. We're going to have storm surge. We have a storm surge warning in effect from Port Mansfield all the way to High Island, Texas, essentially most of the Texas coastline. And this means there's the danger of life-threatening inundation from storm surge. In particular, the area from the north entrance to the Padre Island National Seashore up to Sargent, we're expecting in this region to see 6 to 12 feet of inundation near into the right of where the center of Harvey moves on shore. We're also expecting life-threatening inundation in much of this area. So this is a time today, this morning, is when you're going to want to make your final preparations. The tropical storm conditions are going to be moving on shore. The rain bands are already moving on shore now. Speaking of rain, because Harvey is going to move very slowly during the entire five-day forecast period, we're basically expecting to see exceptional rainfall totals, life-threatening flooding, rainfall amounts of 15 to 25 inches across much of coastal Texas. We could see isolated amounts as high as 35 inches during the next 5 days. And that's going to cause devastating, perhaps, and life-threatening flooding conditions. So this morning is your last opportunity to make final preparations, heed any evacuation advice that you've been given by your local officials, and please stay tuned for the latest on Hurricane Harvey. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 6 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Harvey.